when it's been bad. She's been there when you've been happy. She's been there to pick your face up off the ground. She's been there to encourage you when you want to give up on life. She's been there every step of the way. And when you get blessed, you act like she's too inconvenient for you to give your best to. Something's wrong with that picture. Children today don't recognize their parents, don't respect their parents, don't take responsibility for their parents. And something's wrong with that picture. God is not pleased with those who do not honor their mother and their father. Matter of fact, the word of God does not put an expiration date on when you stop honoring them. You don't get too old, you don't get too big, you don't ascend to high places where you cannot recognize, respect, and take responsibility for mother. If you ever get that high, pray the Lord bring you down. Because there is another place you're going, and heaven ain't it. I wish I had a helper in the house today. Show mother love till the end. And you'll see Jesus, this great example. He puts death on pause to take care of his mother. When he therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto her, woman, behold thy son. Now here from the cross speaks the words of both the Son and the Savior. And when he says woman, he moves from the position of son and speaks as a Savior. And as a Savior, he says to her, woman, a term of respect. Behold, focus in now on your new son. Oh, he wasn't trying to replace himself, because he couldn't be replaced. He was the original, wasn't no duplication. Ain't nobody could be Jesus in the flesh or in the spirit. So it wasn't that he was trying to replace himself, but rather to reward his mother for being the faithful woman unto death, for being the kind of woman who was deserving of being well taken care of. Historians that suggest Joseph had already died by this time, that's one of the reasons why he wasn't around the cross, but Mary was still there, and Jesus was the one who provided for Mary after Joseph died. He was the elder brother. He was the one who knew that if things were going to be done, he would make sure that they were done. He took his responsibilities seriously. And so even now on the cross, as he's preparing to take care of all of the world, he never forgets about his mother. And so when he sees that disciple whom he loves, John by name, there at the cross, holding his mother, he recognized his mother's cry. He recognized his mother's tear. He recognized his mother's pain. He recognized his mother's sacrifice. He recognized the one who had been chosen by his father to be his mother, now broken in an agony and not knowing what tomorrow holds, says to her in her brokenness, woman, behold thy son. The Savior speaks as he, out of his own responsibility as a son, provides for the rest of her life a place where she won't have worries and issues of provision. Yes, he had other brothers and sisters, but it's clear he couldn't depend on them to take care of his mother, of their mother. They were not there then, and he couldn't, nor would he, depend on them to be there later. And so he took responsibility and caused an adoption act to be enacted at the foot of the cross. Because in the next verse, after he tells this woman to behold her son, he says, "Son, behold thy mother." And he joins them together in a supernatural, divine way that nothing but death would separate. And he had a peace underneath the skin that his mother would be taken care of for as long as she was on planet Earth. And the record was, from that hour, that disciple, John, took her into his own house. The inference is he provided for her everything that Jesus in the flesh as a son would do. John picked up and didn't miss a beat, because Jesus thought to reward his mother for all of the sacrifices that she'd made for them. What about you? What sacrifices, what responsibility are you taking for your mother? What provisions have you made for her later years? How do you plan to take care of her as now we move into an age where people are living longer and healthier lives? What are you doing to ensure that she'll be able to rest comfortably because of what she's invested in you? My brother, my sister, you can't assume that your brother or your sister is going to do the right thing. The question is, what are you? Can you not be selfish for just a minute and in the midst of planning your future, plan a part of how you shall take care of mother? Can you, for just a minute, in your plans, make plans for mother being here a long time? Turned on the news the other day, and the news anchor, mother, Andre Morrow, his mother made 100 years old on Friday, and they celebrated her birthday, 100 years old. She looked good. She looked like she was well taken care of. I don't know if it was just Andre or all of his siblings who took care of it, but when people see your mother and you've got just you or a whole lot of you, she ought to look good when she gets to her old age. Her hair ought to be laid. Her clothes ought to be right. She ought to have her face made up, her lipstick on. She ought to be proud of what she's done with you. And you ought to be proud about what you've done with her. Even if she don't even know she's in this world, if she's here, when folk look at her, they ought to see she's been loved, she's been cared for, she's been taken care of. Because it's a reflection on your love for your mother. Oh, don't tell me nothing about inconvenience. When she gave you, she had to give up life. Had to give up a lot of things she wanted to do, a lot of places she wanted to go, a lot of things she wanted to have. She gave up dressing like she liked to dress to make sure you were dressed right. Y'all ain't got to say amen. I know I'm talking to somebody in here. And now you barely call for birthdays and you barely share or show your love the way it ought to be demonstrated. How will you reward your mother? How will you say to her and to God, thank you for this person who, because of all that she's instilled in me, I am what I am by the grace of God. Who introduced you to God, who perhaps gave to you all of the things that make life worth living, or at least introduced you to how to get it. My brothers and sisters, nobody knows. Heaven records and only heaven will reveal. As I look out and see many of the mothers here who sit here, and they have children, some of which they are proud of, and others, well, pray for them. So many of them sit here and say, Lord, I wish my son were here to hear this. I wish my daughter were here to hear this. Because they're certainly not honoring and taking responsibility and rewarding their mother the way that they should.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
He saw a great multitude of
disciples. Yes, sir.
The scribes questioned with him. Mm-hmm. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. Talking about Jesus. Mm-hmm. He asked the scribes, what questioned ye with them?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
You already know Jesus.
What's going on? Mm-hmm.
17, he said, one of the multitude answered him, said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, mm-hmm. which had a dumb spirit. That means he had seizures. And whatsoever he ticketed him, he tarried him, and he foamed and gnashed with his teeth, that's the devil, mm-hmm. and pinned it away. And I spake to thy disciple that they should cast him out, and they could not. 19 said, he answered, O faithless generation. Now Jesus mad now.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. 20 said, they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tarried him, and he fell on the ground, wallowing and foaming. And he asked him, how long ago since this came unto him? He said, of a child. Mm-hmm. 22 said that oftentimes they have cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Him that believe. Straightway the child, straightway the father, the child cried out, said with a loud, with tears, Lord, I believe. Mm-hmm. Help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deep spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, mm-hmm. and enter no more. Mm-hmm. And the spirit cried and rent his sword and came out of him. And he was as one dead, and so much that many said, he's dead. Mom. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not be cast him out? And he said, this kind came by nothing but by fast prayer.
Allah.
And fasting, you may be seen. Mm-hmm. Talk about help.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Help. A few minutes. Mm-hmm. Talk about it. I need help. Mm-hmm. All this week, coming up, if it's the Lord's will, I want you to say, Lord, I need help.
Lord, I know I need help.
We do some crazy things during the week sometimes.
Man.
Not only do we do some crazy things, we think some crazy things sometimes.
All the time.
Because Satan is a spirit. Yeah. And Satan don't care who he come at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He don't care who you is.
Say that.
He don't care how pretty you are.
Yeah.
He don't care how fine you is.
Yeah.
He don't care how handsome you is.
Say
he don't care how much money you got. He don't care how poor you are. He don't care if you got red eyes. He don't care if you got green eyes. He don't care if you got blue eyes. He don't care if you got red eyes. He coming sooner or later. Tell somebody, say, he's coming sooner or later. He's coming to me sooner or later. So I gotta get ready for him. I gotta go get my corn. See, when you get your corn, you got to wrestle with him. You got to wrestle with him with the word of God. He ain't gonna leave you alone, but if you speak the word to him, he'll back up for a few moments. But he's gonna come back again. He's gonna come back again. Just rest assured, he might step in your finance. He might step in your body and throw a sickness at you. He'll punch you on one side, but Jesus will punch him on the other side. Say, though he may slay me, but yet will I trust in him. Job 13, 15 and 13, amen? God is a good God, ain't he? And God is my everything. What about you? Is God your everything? Or are you just perpetrating a fraud? You got so many people just perpetrating a fraud. Don't want to give nothing. Don't want to pay no tithes or nothing. I know I'm talking to somebody. I ain't picking on nobody, but if the shoe fit well. My mama said, if the shoe fit well. Now, I ain't saying nothing bad, but if the shoe fit, you just wear it. Amen. That is precise, ain't it? Jesus is good, ain't it? I was walking by doing my walk the other day in New Jerusalem, and Eugene didn't like walk with me that day, Mac, and I looked to the left, you know, and I was walking by, I do my walk and try to do my exercise. I don't try to get too fat now, you know. You know, I'm fat, but my mama see me now, she'll fall back in her grave. She ain't never saw me this fat. Anyway, and I looked back and I said, Jesus, old big lion. He bigger than a gorilla look like. And I guess he was saying, if I can get to you, I'll kill you. I said, I'm glad you came. But I thought about something, man. Here in Daniel chapter 6,
all right.
They were mad for him because he was praising his God. Mm-hmm. And they began to come together on one accord against one man and throw him in the lion's den.
Yes,
but God.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on. Yes, sir. Come on,
yes, sir. That's why I learned how to give.
Yes,
because God first gave
Amen.
His sons
Amen.
For my place
yes,
and your place.
Yes,
That's why I don't mind coming to church sick, whatever it is. I'm coming to church. Now my wife and everything, she'll come too, but I'm just saying me. Those folks in every tomb. I'm gonna say that again. Every tomb. Eugene can't sit on my tomb. And I can't sit on his tomb. Matt can't sit on my tomb. Deacon Abe can't sit on my tomb. We all more for something, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
They didn't take no wooden nipples either. And what they said they meant what they said. And that's just how I am. If I tell you something, I'm going to do it. I'm not going to steal from you. I can be broke as 2 Ten Commandments. But I ain't going to steal nothing from you. Because I know the Bible says in Philippians 4:13, my God shall supply, 4:19, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his glory and riches in Christ Jesus. Then he backed that train up in 4:13. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Good Lord Almighty. Ain't that something?
Yes,
and then he backs it up a little bit more. Matthew 4 and 5 and 6. He said, let your moderation be known to all men. And then he said, the plan
of the righteous.
Oh, Lord.
Yes,
which passes all understanding.
Yes,
shall keep your mind and heart through Christ Jesus. Good Lord Almighty. And then he said, give thanks in all things. You have to thank God even in your trials and tribulations.
Amen.
You have to thank God even though it ain't seeming like it's nothing. I'm fighting the devil right now for something, but that's all right. I'm in my corner fighting. I'm not going to come out to the Lord to get on out there. Don't go before him now, because he's going to whoop you. But he can't whoop you if God with you.
Come on, Bobby. Come on,
in this chapter here, you're looking fine. Up in that first part, you will find that Jesus had told the disciples.
All right.
It's pinned in Mark 9, and it's pinned in Matthew 17 chapter as well. From 1 through about 12, and Mark, he says, Mark 9, 1, as it starts off, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, there should not stand some of you that will taste death or see it with your own eyes. You know, that's what he said. And Jesus began to take the pillar of the church up into the mountain.
Yeah.
Ain't that what your Bible say? I know that's what it's saying. And as they was going up in Jerusalem, Jesus went into the supernatural. But deacons, and he started in the third verse of 9 to transfigurate.
Yeah.
And his clothes began to shine.
Yeah.
And he had them two boys with him that was the only ones in the gospel that I know now, because I don't know everything, but I think I'm right. I might be wrong, but I think I'm right. The only three that was in the Bible that fasted for 40 days and 40 nights like Jesus was Moses. That is in Exodus 28 and, no, 34 and 28. When he went up to top of the mountain. It's in your Bible, it's in there. I'm giving you the scripture. Exodus 34, because in 32 of Exodus, that's when God got mad and he said, Moses, leave me alone now. They done gone crazy. They done made him a golden calf. And in 32 and 6, they said it rose up to pray. You know what that means? Go, I ain't going to get into all that because I'm not talking about that. But I'm just trying to make a point. And God began to go and tell Moses, Moses, go and tell them that I'm finna whoop their butt. But Moses interceded for the people, which were the children of Israel. Now, some of them called him, the Hebrew children. Why? Because they spoke in the Hebrew language. And they were the chosen people, okay? Gentiles was not the chosen people. Just be real about it. It's in your Bible if you ain't throw it out. My Bible's closed, but I know what I'm talking about. So you have to look at it. So now, that's one bad boy that accommodates with Mark 9. Then you got Elijah, E-L-I-J-A-H, same Elijah. The Bible says in 1 Kings 19, chapter and 6, 7, 8, 8 really. The Bible says that He was running from Jezebel, okay? And he was sleeping on a juniper tree. And the Bible said that after he started sleeping now, he told the Lord in 19:4, Lord, I'm tired. Just take my life. I'm ready to go. And now, he didn't mean that for sure, but he was just, you know, frustrated. We all get frustrated every now and then. Come on now, let's be real. We flesh. We're not supernatural like Jesus. Even Jesus got weak in the Garden of Gethsemane. But back to the 19th chapter of the book of 1 Kings, the Bible says in 19:4, he told the Lord, he said, Lord, I'm the only one for you, and this, that, and the other, and all this kind of stuff. And if you go back and go up a little further in the 19th chapter, God began to speak to him, and he came in the wind, he came in the fire, he came in the thunder, and he came with a little small, still voice.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so what you doing here?
Yes, sir.
I just say, I'm the only one here.
Mm-hmm. No, you ain't the only one, nothing. He said, go back, Elijah. I don't know why I got on there. He said, go back, Elijah. He said, go back on the road to Damascus. 19 chapter, 1 Kings. And I'm at that 14 verse. He said, I got 7,000 preachers that you don't even know about that have bound the baby.
Good God.
Yeah. And then he started giving him instruction, Mac, on Jezebel, because he gonna whoop her butt. But let me tell you something. God will let you do so much mess, and then what he done, he turned you over like Romans chapter 1, and about the 28 verse 28, he said, I'm gonna let you alone. I'm gonna give you up to a reprobate man.
Alright.
God will do that. But his grace is sufficient. He's trying to give all of us time to get it right. Didn't y'all just got through saying, Lord, remember me?
Yeah.
I need to remember me. Because I can't stand no heat chair now. Man, my head hit the hurting and everything. I said, B, you got the heat on? I said, well, I'm going from out of here. I just can't stand too much heat. Now, don't get me wrong, heat is good if it's cold, like 20 degrees and stuff. You know, but I can't stand too much of it. I don't know about you. And you talking about hell. Well, weeping and dancing on teeth. So back to what I'm saying. In Mark 9, Jesus went up unto the Mount of Transfiguration. In Matthew chapter 17, the same likewise. But Matthew writes it a little different than Mark, okay? The Bible said that they went up to the Mount, and he took them two bad boys that fasted 40 days. Now, these are the scriptures. 1 Kings 19 and 8, 7 and 8, and Exodus 34 and 28. Moses fasted 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
Elijah fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Now, here comes Jesus here on the scene in the 9th chapter of the book of the Gospel of Mark, and they go up, and Jesus called Resurrection Day and started talking. Is that what it says? It's in your Bible now. It's in there. They start talking to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus transfigured out of the flesh. Good God. And he went into a supernatural spirit with them. Because they was already dead, but you know, sleeping. I ain't gonna say dead, they were sleeping. I hear people talking about he dead. You ain't dead. And you can't lose in God. I hear people talking about I lost my brother. How you gonna lose something when the Bible says, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord? That's teaching, ain't it?
Change.
I read this written in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It say we know that if this earthly tabernacle is resolved. Don't come somebody here.
Yeah.
We have another home. Somewhere beyond. Not made with human hands. Because the human hands made it might crumble. But it's not written.
I'm doing pretty good.
What you doing, bro? Five seconds. After they went up, man.
Come on.
And the Bible says, I'm talking about help now. Help.
Right.
I need help.
Yeah.
Help.
Yeah.
I need help. I don't know about you now. Some people got all kind of money. They think they got it all together. They got a nice new Cadillac. They got their glass house. They got the picket fence, the fine car. They got diamonds on every finger.